three ways when you get called the last second and not talk to Roger. It's just, you know, which we say is, well, I'm going to go up there and wing it. But when we walk for the Lord, we don't wing anything for Him. He gives us what we need to say and how to say it. And again, we miss our pastor. He's been ill. And like Stephanie said, sometimes guys, we get hard-headed sometimes, don't we? Don't want to see doctor when we should. But he really needs our prayers. We want him well. We want him back here because we need to hear the truth of his word, and it's very important to do so in our spiritual walk. One of the messages that Pastor Lee brought last Wednesday and this Sunday has to do with a lot with sin in our lives. And with the sin in our lives, of course, we confess. That's the easy part sometimes, is confessing our sins. But repent from those sins is the hard part. It's not easy sometimes, especially when that sin's got that stronghold on you. I mean, it's holding you. You confess that sin, and it gets you again tomorrow. You confess that sin, it gets you again tomorrow. Whatever it is, whatever we're dealing with, anger or whatever that thing may be in our lives. But again, that repentance is hard. And when we walk in that path for our Lord, there's those stumbling blocks in the way. Sometimes those stumbling blocks are small. Sometimes they're huge. But, you know, knock them over, get through them. We want to walk for Him. So, again, like I said, Brother Lee has brought a lot about repentance. And I had to judge my heart, too, because some of the sins in the past, it's hard to deal with. It's very hard. But with God's strength and our testifying to Him that, hey, Lord, guide me, protect me, strengthen me, give me courage, take me under your wings, Lord, because this walk in this earth today, there's a lot of evil out there. And we heard about all the Super Bowl, all that drinking and all that partying. Well, we're here, we're having our Super Bowl party right here, and that's praising God. If you can, turn to Joel chapter 2. Joel chapter 2. And again, too, after we do just a few Bible verses, and we're going to break off in prayer groups like we usually do. And again, just make sure that your prayers are for our pastor. Because, I mean, he's the leader of this flock, and we really need him here. Joel chapter 2, it's right behind Hosea. And if you stand, please, we're going to be verses 12, 13, and 14. And then I'm going to skip to verse 21. Verses 12. Everyone there say amen. Amen. Therefore also now saith the Lord, turn you even to me with all your heart, and with fasting, and with weeping, and with mourning. And rend your heart, not your garments, and turn to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and of great kindness, and repenteth him of the evil. Who knoweth if he will return and repent, and leave a blessing behind him, even a meat offering and a drink offering unto the Lord your God? Verse 21, fear not, O land, be glad, rejoice, for the Lord will do great things. Be not afraid, ye beasts of the field, for the pastures of the wilderness do spring, for the tree beareth her fruit, the fig tree and the vine do yield their strength. Be glad then, you children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God, for he has given you the former rain moderately, and he will cause to come down for you to the rain, the former rain and the latter rain in the first month. And the floor shall be full of wheat, and the vats shall overflow with wine and oil. And this is the verse I want to particularly stay focused on tonight. And I will restore to you the years that the locust had eaten, the cankerworm and the caterpillar and the palmerworm, my great army which I sent among you. Lord, as we come to you, Lord, and hearing your word, Lord, apply it in our hearts. Help us to confess our sin. Help us repent our sin, Lord. And use these words to guide us and direct us in the path we need to go. And for all that are sick, we mentioned tonight, Lord, we love them and miss them. especially our pastor. We pray this in your name. Amen. Rend your heart. Turn also your heart. It's all in the heart. The sin is in our hearts. And that's where we repent from, is in our hearts. That's where the sin is starts at. North, he will return and repent in verse 14. You know, we need to confess our sins because we never know when tomorrow, what's going to happen tomorrow, how long we're going to be here on this earth, how he could just take us away tonight, tomorrow. We don't know if it's going to be car wrecks or something at work happens to us, or we just don't know the shootings that goes on in this world today. We just never know. We could be pumping gas one day and get hit by a stray bullet. So it's saying here, repent. Have your heart always ready. Have your heart cleansed. Again, it's walking towards his goal. It's to be more like him as our goal in our lives. So he's saying here, repent. Be always repenting. And this is for everyone. Young, old, it doesn't matter. Us, the Christians, walk in our lives is, you know, people watch us and we're testimonies to others. So again, we don't know when the Lord's going to come. In verse 21, fear not and be glad and rejoice, for the Lord will do great things. In our lives, sometimes we face things in our lives that, you know, that really some sin that we did. And it was a challenge in our lives, but it's also a challenge in our lives now to just see where I went wrong and why the Lord was in my life sooner. But he did change my heart. And I know Ron and I talk about our past, how we were. I mean, there's drugs, there's the fighting, there's all the things that happen as young, and we act tough and try to do. But look what he did to me. He changed my heart. And that's what verse 25 says. No matter what, I will restore you the years. As a parent, sometimes we turn to her and say, man, I wish I could have done a little bit different with my kids as being a better father. We pray for that. We turn around in the years and say, I wish I could have been a better husband for some of the things in the past. But God will restore those years. He will restore those years, and you say, Lord, I wish I could have came to you sooner because I lost so many years in my life that I wish I'd known you sooner. Yes, I went to Bible studies back then. It was just going just to meet with somebody. It was just a, you know, youth group, and hey, let's have some fun. It's just another group to have fun with. Christ was not in my heart. I wasn't even searching for him. But today, I wish I would have listened because I lost so many years of my life that I could have done so much more for him in my life. That's what Brother Lee says, you know, the sins in our life, we confess them and repent and turn from them. That's where we grow, and that's where I fell younger. And a lot of us too, like I said, as a father, as a parent, even in a Christian walk, we fell too, and we wish we could have done something sooner. But God will restore those years. Can you just believe it? It's like being the new you. The old man is dead. It's now to get your feet planted on the ground, stay focused on him, and grow and grow and grow towards him. Whether it's getting involved in some kind of missions here, in any kind of Sunday school, things around the church, get involved in God's works. Show him that you're blessed for all the things he has done for us in our lives. And we get critical on ourselves sometimes. And we take that prideful heart sometimes and say, I'm already there. No, you're not. I already learned enough. No, you didn't. Can I grow more? Yeah, not really. Maybe a little bit more. No, there's a lot more for us to grow. And I'm very glad that the message that Brother Lee brought two times in a row, Wednesday and Sunday, about our sin in our lives and repenting from it, and to change, and to walk the straight walk. And that's what we're going to do tonight, is spend a little extra time tonight. Not only the sins that we may just be talking about today like we've been doing, let's talk about those sins that, Lord, use me. I failed to come to you when I should have. Lord, I didn't turn to you when I should have. As a parent, I didn't turn to you when I should have. As a husband, I didn't turn to you as I should have. As a Christian, I didn't turn to you. I could go on and on. But what does it say in 25, verse 25? Let's start over again. I'm a faithful God. Your sins are like from the east to the west. You're forgiven. But if you don't forgive, if you don't ask God forgiveness and from your heart, like it says, that forgiveness comes from our hearts. Now, if it's not there, if it's going through our mind, you better just keep on praying and just get it right with the Lord. So, again, it's God restored Israel in this text here. And Israel was always the roller coaster ride, up and down, up and down, and up and down. But God was faithful. He was there. God is there for us, too, in our walk. Don't forget about our Lord in our daily walk. Pray for him constantly without ceasing. Have God direct us the person he wants us to be. And again, too, tonight is where we just sit and just pray with our hearts. Lord, what do you want me to do? What do you want me to be for you? Again, he will restore those years lost. And sometimes those years, we can look in the past, and they're terrible years. Sometimes we look at years wasted. Yes, they were. We wasted them when we could have been working for him and walking in for him. So again, thank you for this message and this time. It basically was like an introduction for a prayer time to get our hearts right and how important repentance is along with confessing. That's a tough part. It's hard. But again, with God's guidance and direction, we can get to where we need to be. Let's tear off the old clothes and put on the new clothes and start walking a new walk. Because, man, we want to walk the talk. We want to be the salt of the earth. We want to be the light of the world for our Lord. So, again, thank you for this time. It's been a blessing. Thank you. As we've done in the past, you know, break up in prayer groups. And tonight, and don't forget our pastor. And again, too, there's a lot of sin out there going on tonight. And just pray for safety for everyone, too. They may be enjoying the football game. Sometimes those things do get out of hand. Thank you, guys.